is a leather shop, baby.
On a side.
No pages, no incense,
no bells, beats, bananas. In this minute, I don't think it's an ordinary cold.
On a side, leather.
Joe Bananas. Joe the Boss.
Peter, the corner.
It's a nice, beautiful day.
Tired of talk? More music. More kinds of music. More often on WRCT.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight, we will be listening to the music of Radamés Nhatalí, a Brazilian who stands as one of the most original and influential figures in Brazilian music. He was a composer, arranger, pianist, and conductor, and devoted his life to dissolving the artificial boundaries between concert music and popular tradition, creating a language that was unmistakably Brazilian and yet boldly modern. He was born 120 years ago this week. Raised in a musical household, his mother was a pianist, his father a clarinetist, and from early age he received rigorous classical training. As a young pianist, Radamés aspired to an international concert career, but Brazil in the early 20th century offered few opportunities for classical performers. Rather than abandoning his artistic ambitions, he redirected them, bringing the discipline of European composition into direct dialogue with the living sounds of Brazilian urban music. In the 1930s and 40s, during the golden age of Brazilian radio, Nhatalie became a central creative force at Rádio Nacional in Rio. There, he worked with the greatest singers and instrumentalists of the time, crafting arrangements that elevated popular music to unprecedented levels of sophistication. Drawing freely from choro, samba, jazz, and orchestral traditions, his writing expanded the expressive range of radio music, shaping the sound of an era heard daily by millions. What sets Radamés Nhatalie apart is not merely his versatility, but his refusal to accept cultural hierarchies. For him, a samba melody, a choro improvisation, and a symphonic development belong to the same musical universe. His works move effortlessly between lyricism and rhythmic drive, elegance and swing, written precision, and spontaneous vitality. Let us listen to some of the more popular pieces by Radamés Nhatalie.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was the first movement of the Suichi Retratus by Radamés Nátaly. It was played by Trinca Brasil with Toninho Carrasqueira, Edmilson Capellucci, and Guilherme Sparrapan. We are listening tonight to the music of the Brazilian arranger, composer, pianist, and conductor Radamés Nátaly. Nátaly wrote all these popular pieces, but at the same time, he never abandoned the concert hall. He composed symphonies, chamber music, film scores, and an extraordinary body of works for solo instruments and orchestra. His music for guitar was especially transformative. He collaborated with legendary musicians and helped refine the guitar's role in Brazilian music, writing concertos and chamber works that treated the guitar with both popular intimacy and classical grandeur. Here is his fourth concerto for guitar and string orchestra, played by the Brazilian guitarist Fábio Zanon and the São Paulo Chamber Soloists. We just heard the fourth concerto for guitar and orchestra by the Brazilian composer Radamés Nhatali, played by the guitarist Fábio Zanon and the São Paulo Chamber Soloists. We will continue with another concerto, this one for viola and string orchestra. It is played by violist Jennifer Stumm. She is actually American, was born in Atlanta, Georgia, lives in Europe, and has a very strong connection to Brazil. Here she is playing with the São Paulo Chamber Soloists. The Concerto for Viola and String Orchestra by Radamés Nátaly, that is what we just heard with violist Jennifer Stumm and the São Paulo Chamber Soloists. We heard in tonight's program the music of Radamés Nátaly, this Brazilian composer, arranger, pianist and conductor. He was born 120 years ago. By the time of his death in 1988, Nátaly had left behind a vast and deeply influential catalog, music that continues to resonate with performers and audiences alike. Today, he is recognized as a visionary who anticipated later movements in Brazilian music, from bossa nova to contemporary crossover composition. Radamés Nátaly remains a living presence in Brazil's musical imagination, a composer who listened deeply to his country and transformed its many voices into enduring art. Thank you everyone for joining us on From Ipanema to the World. I am Flávio Chamis, always glad to have you on Friday evenings at 7 p.m. right here on WRCT-FM 88.3 in Pittsburgh. Or you can, as you know, always live stream our program on wrct.org. Have a wonderful weekend and stay a few more minutes with the music of Radamés Nátaly.